This wine site, Wine Chatter, is about the relationships that people make when they sit over the table with a bottle of wine and a meal. And the beauty of that is that you build relationships from the conversation that you have when you're having a wonderful meal with a bottle of wine. And putting those two things together, the wine and the food, is the ultimate relationship that you could share with a friend, with family, with a stranger. Stay tuned for more info and updates about wine pairings and wine sharing on Wine Chatter. Thanks for listening. Welcome back to another segment. And today we're going to revisit a food dish and the wine that goes with it. But not so much the food dish, but the wine that goes with it in the sense of a historical perspective. So last night we had a rigatoni with a marinara sauce and some freshly grated Parmesan cheese and some basil that was ripped and put on top, some freshly ground pepper. It was really, really good. Fresh pasta, nice sauce, well balanced. And what I did was I actually went to our wine cellar and I opened up a bottle, or grabbed a bottle to open up, of Clos de Vaux. Now, I picked this wine, one, because of its versatility. It's good with all kinds of things. But two, because of its historical nature. And in 1972, or 1972 when the winery was built, it was part of the 1975-76 French exposition of American wines, where they were exposed and won a competition in France. The first time that California wines were exposed around the world, and they did so well that it proved to the rest of the world that there are other places other than France, and Italy for that matter, that can make good wines. So the 2018 had lots of cedar and eucalyptus notes. There's a prominent currant and blueberry, blackberry, kind of a hint in the back. Well-balanced, tight tannins, but not really chalky. Soft around the edges. 2018, good vintage year in California, in the southern part of the Napa Valley, where Clos de Vaux actually is. I bought three bottles of that particular wine, and this is the last one. And this is a sort of a reminder to myself that when you find good wine, spending a little bit more money or buying a few extra ones, it's really worth it. And this is one of those wines that I wish I would have bought three more bottles, because constantly going back in there and looking and seeing, oh wow, it's there, was a delicate reminder that some of these wines are versatile with all kinds of foods, and this one was one of them, where it would go well with a steak, it would go well with pork, and many other food sources. So I just wanted to share that with you while I prepare for the long weekend in September. And my time with you is short, but I hope you enjoyed the quick conversation. Have a look at the label. And if you find Clos de Vaux, 2018, 2019, 2020, I would say you pick up a couple of bottles, because you can't go wrong, and the wine will cellar for a long, long time. So my friends, thanks for listening. Bye for now. This wine site, Wine Chatter is about the relationships that people make when they sit over the table with a bottle of wine and a meal. And the beauty of that is that you build relationships from the conversations that you have when you're having a wonderful meal with a bottle of wine. And putting those two things together, the wine and the food, is the ultimate relationship that you can share with a friend, your family, even a stranger. Stay tuned for more information about wine pairing and wine sharing on Wine Chatter. Thanks for listening.